what he was told to do by the coaches, and that was the result on the punt return. What did he mean by that?
I haven't talked to Josh since the game, so we'll get with him tomorrow in a special teams meeting. Our gunners are taught never to go by the returner, obviously, so you don't want to get washed by him. You need to arrive in front of him, but they're not taught to stop in front of him, so we'll correct whatever that miscommunication is.
They're looking better second time through?
No, unfortunately, or fortunately, or whatever it is. No, we made too many mistakes against a really, really good football team. They played very well offensively. Rodgers was on fire. He did a really good job. But we didn't play very well ourselves. So.
Do you ever find a rhyme or reason when games happen and go that way?
There's no single thing. I think there's a lot of different things. I mean, offensively, we move the ball in certain times, but then, you get a penalty to set you back on a drive, or that drive stalls. I mean, you can look at specific drives on why they didn't work, and, you come away with field goals in the first half instead of touchdowns in the first half, then obviously, when they're scoring the way they're scoring, we need to kind of keep up with them. But, we had a punt return for a touchdown, and that's uncharacteristic of the way we've been covering all year long. So it was just a lot of individual things that we need to clean up.
When it happens like this, a large margin, as opposed to, like, let's say the Cardinals game was a close one, you guys could have won, do you dispose of it a little quicker? Like, I mean, for instance, I mean, the Patriots lost a big game 7 weeks ago, and they've won mm-hmm. six in a row since. The mm-hmm. Saints beat the Packers a few weeks ago. And they came back and played pretty well.
I guess the point is you don't dispose of anything quicker. A loss is a loss, whether it's a one-point loss or a 21-point loss. It's the, it's about the same mechanics of what we do. Is that, if you in common sense, if you have a mistake, you got to admit your mistake, you got to fix your mistake, and then try not to repeat it again. So that's kind of, we keep the same formula in terms of what we're doing. But to quantify what a loss by too many points or a loss by 1 point, the differential between it's not the way we operate. We have a pretty good system in terms of how we'll come in here on Tuesday and. We'll start with the team meeting and then go to film offensively and defensively and special teams. Then we'll get out in the field and do corrections, start to put some openers in for the Tennessee Titans, then get moving on in that direction. So.
What did you see in the run blocking when you looked at it again? It just seemed like 3 yards, 4 yards.
Yeah, and then we clipped some too. I think that it was just a combination. There's times where it was blocked up pretty good and we hit a couple in there. And then there were some other times where we're just slipping off the blocks. We're not sustaining blocks or we're not hitting it the right way. So, there's positives to gain out of it when you look at the films in terms of how you did it the right way, and there's obviously a lot of plays where you have to correct them and say, we need to fix this right here. So
you've had some games with 8 sacks, 9 sacks, and then you've also had some with 1 or none and not mm-hmm. a lot of pressure. How do you account for the disparity? I mean, it's been a lot of all or nothing.
It's different, I would say, depending on who you're playing. So I think that's the kind of how it is. The one thing we knew with Aaron is it comes out quick, probably as quick as anybody you're going to see. So. You really got to get to him. There's a couple times we did pressure him, but then he takes off for 20-yard runs. I think that's what kind of separates him from most of the other quarterbacks in this league is his ability to do it all from a throw standpoint, but also have the feet to escape some things. So.
Kelsey, that is, what do you attribute the second-half turnovers to?
They're all different. I think one of them was they were bringing a blitz off the backside and then came out of it but dropped Peppers into coverage, dropped the defensive end in over the route. So our hot route was a quick throw to the tight end, but we didn't account for the defensive end. That was that. Had a bad fumbled exchange between the quarterback and the running back, and then we had a bad snap over the top. And then the other interception was a contested play on the sideline where, two guys were falling all over each other. So.
The interceptions, were they the circumstance of obviously Green Bay knows you're passing in that situation, they're dropping back, or did you see anything?
No.
Kelsey had his thumb wrapped after the game. Is that what's affecting him on those snaps?
I don't think so. I haven't talked to Jason today, but I don't think so, no.
What are you seeing with those?
I just think he's been a little erratic at times, and he's got to be a little bit more consistent. But I think that the layoff has hurt him a little bit. He'll be the first to admit that. So we just need to get more consistent with the snap.
Just to go back to the turnovers, pretty deep into the season now, this has been something that's sort of dogged you guys all year. At what point, is it still fixable, do you think?
Yeah, it's fixable. I mean, the last 2 weeks before that, I thought we did a good job. So I think you just need to continue to go and not say, even if you had a game like we did last week against Carolina, say, hey, it's fixed. Let's not worry about it. It's something we need to harp on and continue to teach every single day. So,
Jeff, did the DEA visit your team? I know they visited several teams yesterday.
Did who?
The DEA. They visited several teams yesterday.
I hope not.
I'm just saying they visited several road teams yesterday because former players were saying that teams were mishandling prescription drugs at several teams, like 49ers and teams got visited at their locker rooms yesterday. I didn't know if he was one of those teams.
I'm unaware of. I have no idea what you're talking about. That's why. We lost. Let's not pile on. All right? Holy smokes.
Mark Sanchez, in contrast in play, it looked like from the first half to the second half, was he getting away from some of the things that made him successful in the time that he's been on?
No, I mean, the one interception on our sideline is, you know, the DB and the wideout are draped all over each other, and there's a, you know, guy gets pulled to the ground, then they're fighting to get back up. I don't think that was, you know, I think that when he released the ball, you know, it was in the right situation, released the ball, and then what happened after that, I can't get into that, but. You know, and he did make a mistake on when Peppers dropped into coverage. Usually he doesn't drop into coverage, but they did a good call. Give Dom Capers a good credit for making a good call where, you know, he's looking at it. The middle linebacker was pushed to the inside. We're supposed to throw the hot route to the tight end, and then the defensive end's in the picture. So, you know, and the snap over his head I don't think is, you know, I think he tried on it, but that's not all on Mark. I don't think you can blame Mark on this deal.
They got Fletcher on a couple fades down the sideline on film. How can he play those better?
Yeah, because I think he came back and had a couple really good pass breakups. I think it says a lot to Fletch in terms of his mental toughness, his inability to do that. He gave up a couple early. He'll be the first to tell you that, and we all saw it. But then I think after that, I think he really competed out there.
With some of the crossers in the middle of the field, was that because there wasn't enough pressure on those, or was that
– combination, and then our man coverage broke down. The guy's covering the crossers, so we need to kind of stay with him. I mean, if you're going to – you got to play a lot of man coverage when you're playing a quarterback of this caliber because he's going to pick you apart in zone. And, you know, I think Billy went through it all. We played man. We played man under. We blitzed. We didn't blitz. We dropped into coverage. It did it all. But when people are running crossing routes, we need to be closer on those routes. So
last year, a similar score in Denver, and you guys won the next two and nine of the next 12. Is there anything you can use from that experience? I think it was 52-20 out there that you can apply to this situation.
I think besides the score, that's about it. I mean, our guys know what to do, and we've lost games before here, and it's about coming back and not letting the same game beat you twice. You know, you can't feel sorry for yourself in this league, and, you know, you can have big wins on one week and then not on the other week. And, you know, obviously one of the best offenses in the league yesterday was the Broncos. They had 7 points. You know, that was the one that surprised the heck out of me. I don't think I'd ever seen a healthy Peyton have that, but that's what this league's all about. You got to come to play each week, and focus on your next opponent, and that's what this deal. That's what we're in the process of doing right now. So,
does a loss like this kind of show, like, you know, the separation, I guess, maybe perhaps between you guys and like the league team?
I don't think it. I mean, I think the Tampa Bay Atlanta was, you know, they lost a couple Thursdays ago. It was like 56-0, and then the next time they played again, I think Tampa was favored. So, every week is a season in this league. So, I don't think you can look at it that way.
Marcus Smith didn't play defense, special teams. What does he need to do to get on the field?
I think he needs more consistent from a practice standpoint to show the coaches that we have trust in him to put him on the field.
There were 3 sacks early. I know you mentioned it. You talked about the one with Clay Matthews. What about the other two? What did you see on those?
Just got beaten a one-on-one early, you know, on that first drive. Had a break, not just a straight four-man rush, and one of our guys got beat. And then the other one was just a miscommunication in terms of we cut a guy loose that was playing the nose, so.
What would you be looking for at the start of the Tennessee game to see if these guys, if they've just gotten this out of their minds?
I'm not worried if they get it out of their minds. It's not this group. I think they understand. We've been around each other long enough. I get great trust in them in terms of their approach. And, you know, if I'm waiting until Sunday to see where they are, then that means I missed practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So, you know, I know where these guys will be on Tuesday. So we're excited to get back to work and get ready to play Tennessee.
Recognizing that there's multiple factors that go into the run game, what can LeSean do specifically to be better?
I don't know if there's one thing. I think a lot of times he a lot of runs he made, when you really watch him, I thought he did a really good job of being patient, getting up inside, following blocks, and doing things on the outside. So I don't think LeSean played poorly yesterday.
Do you feel like there's been a drop-off at all from him from last year to this year?
I think statistically there is, but I think we're a different team. So I think you got to add everything to it. It's not just one guy. So
how's Foles doing? Have you gotten any updates on
– No, he hasn't got – he'll get a recheck at some point in time, but they said it's usually 3 to 4 weeks out before they ever take another x-ray, so he has not had that done yet. So
you're basically counting out at least for the next 3 or 4 weeks?
You'll be out for the Tennessee game, I know that. So
he was on the field before the game working out. What's he able to do?
He's just – he can work out now, but it's still it does the bone heal, you know, and that's the biggest question, at least the way it's been relayed to me, and they're not going to take an x-ray for a little bit here, so until they get an update from an x-ray standpoint. He'll just continue to work out, continue to stay in shape. You know, he worked out at the hotel early and running, you know, did some running stuff in the fitness center in the hotel early in the morning, and you know, he'll continue to do those things to make sure that when he does get cleared because of that the bone is healed, that he's not, oh, now I got a couple weeks to get in shape. I mean, he's that type of guy. He'll always be in shape. So he's been cleared to work out, but he has nothing to do with contact or anything like that. So
the obligatory, why hasn't Darren Sproles gotten more work on offense question? He had two carries. I think since that Jacksonville game, he had 11. He's averaging like 3.5 carries a game, 3.5 touches.
Yeah, I just don't think we're running the ball well overall. So
he's
averaging
almost 7 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. He had a 13 and an 8 on his two carries. The week before, he had one carry.
Yeah, and again, it just goes into the rotation that we're doing at the running back right now. So, you know, LeSean's our guy. So
you don't think there's any reason to really try to work him in more?
Right now, I think LeSean's doing a good job.
Are you seeing kind of like Jordan Matthews having a little bit of a breakout, you know, with the last couple of weeks?
I don't look at it as a breakout. I think Jordan just is – it's a Jordan we've seen since day one he's been here, you know. But I also think there's plays on Sunday that he wants back, you know. So, I think he's very meticulous in his preparation. He's very it's really important for him to be good at everything he does. He studies tape. He does everything he asks for. But he's continuing to grow as a rookie grows. So,
what about offense in terms of his rookie – not just especially in teams, I'm specifically on offense I wasn't sure if that was a drop or not, but he's had a few moments where maybe he'd like to have his plays back. I mean, how do you see his progress here?
I think he's a capable backup right now, and he's working himself into position to see the field more, but he's got to prove it to us just like all our other guys in terms of what he does from a practice standpoint and a game standpoint.
Stats aside, Riley Cooper, what are you seeing from him?
I think Riley's doing exactly what we've asked him to do, and I think when the ball's been thrown to him, I think he's been really good. Had a couple drops early in the season, but hasn't had any recently, and doing a real good job of that. And he's been called upon. He's blocking really well on the perimeter. When the ball's thrown his way, he's catching it.
What did you see when you looked at the defensive line and the rush on film? It just seemed like you said when you did get pressure, Rodgers took off, but mm-hmm. There were so many times when the pressure just didn't get anywhere.
Yeah, there were some times we didn't get off of blocks, you know. And I think it's it wasn't just one thing where it was. Hey, we just did this. There were times when we gave him too much time back there, and you can't give a quarterback of that caliber that much time. So,
Jim, where does the mentality come from? Where, and you heard from the players yesterday, hear it from you, hear it from the coaches, that to turn the page as easily, it seems like, and quickly as you do, off a game like that?
I mean, I just think that's how we're wired. It's about the next challenge and the next opportunity to go out there, and you get a bad taste in your mouth, so... The only way you can get that bad taste out of your mouth is go out and play again, and that's what we do. You know, I don't know, and I don't think anybody, unless someone can prove me wrong, where you can sit there and lament about it and feel bad about yourself. I don't know how that's going to affect you or how that's going to make you any better. So,
players are part of that too. You hear other teams kind of players start with the criticism. Does it say a little bit for what you have in that locker room there too?
Yeah, I think we got a bunch of real professionals in that locker room, and I think the one thing they understand is that we stick together, and we lost. Yesterday as a coaching staff, as a special teams team, as an offensive team, and as a defensive team. And there's, you know, it's not a finger-pointing operation. I think we all contribute to our wins, and we've all contributed to our losses. So as long as we stick together, you know, our opportunity is to go out and play against the Tennessee Titans. Our opportunity shouldn't be to go out and play against each other. So.
Kelsey had a little rust that he's shaken off. I mean, did you anticipate that there would be kind of a reacclimation period both for him and Mathis.
Yeah, there has to be. I mean, this game happens at such a speed that, you know, it's not plug and play. If that was the case, then we wouldn't train. No one would have practice. Practice wouldn't be important to everybody. But, you know, I think when teams are really good, it's that they're practicing really good. You just can't show up on Sunday and play. You know, you have to be able to train at a certain level. And when those guys were out and no control of their own with legitimate injuries, you know, they didn't have the opportunity to train. And now that they're getting back into it, they get – a little bit more acclimated. You know, that's what this deal is all about in terms of how we prepare and the ability to prepare at full speed and as close to full speed as you can without getting anybody injured, you know, is that kind of catch-22 that you're always working on from a coaching standpoint. But they need to see it at speed. You just can't say, hey, let's just do a walkthrough every single day and then all of a sudden show up and play games and just wonder why you're not successful.
Some more guys?
It might be pretty obvious to say that good teams are harder to beat than teams with lesser records. But in your 2 years, it's kind of broken down. Your success has been that way, that you've beaten sort of the teams that you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And better teams are a more difficult challenge. Is that just part of the development process and the maturation process of the organization that you're still working towards being able to go into a situation like yesterday and, you know, get the job done, for want of a better phrase?
No, I mean, you could look at it that way, but I also think you could look at it as teams with good records have a good record for a reason, because they don't get beat, you know. So I think, you know, to just analyze it from a statistical standpoint and look at the metrics is that their losses are to teams that have really good records, so therefore they can't beat teams with really good records. Is sometimes, and I've always said this, you need to give credit to the other team. That this isn't just a mathematical formula where we can put a problem on a board and we can solve it mathematically. You still have to go out and play the game, and sometimes they lose sight of that. You know, the performance that I thought Aaron did yesterday was impressive. You know, and there's a reason that the Packers are successful, because they got a hell of a quarterback who's probably playing as well as anybody in the league right now. So,
I know it's a 1 week deal, but there's a quick turnaround next week. Do you do anything from a training standpoint, a coaching standpoint, to kind of keep the eye on the quick turnaround the following week?
No, we've had this mapped out. We know exactly what we're going to do on Sunday, and we'll come back in as coaches right after the Tennessee game and get working on the game plan and be here Sunday, working, and then our players will be back in on Monday, and we'll train on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and get prepared for the game. So we have the formula, but we're not doing anything in terms of showing players films or doing anything like that. It's our attention and sole attention is on the Tennessee Titans. So.
Do you have anybody who spends a little extra time this week on Dallas? Or
no.
Okay.